Thank you for listening to this new episode of the podcast, By the Still Water. We hope that these messages are an encouragement in your search for the God of Heaven. Thank you for listening. The Oroville Dam in Northern California is the largest earthen dam in North America. Its base is almost a mile wide, and it stands over 700 feet tall. A critical part of the dam is the spillway, a concrete channel over half a mile long, designed to channel away excess water safely into the Feather River. Yet in 2017, almost 200,000 California residents were evacuated from downstream of the dam because there was a real possibility of a disaster. In February of 2017, the snows in the Sierra Mountains were melting, and the river that feeds Lake Oroville was approaching flood stage. The excess meltwater needed to be released from the lake, so they opened the Oroville Dam spillway gates, allowing water into the huge channel. The spillway channel had not been used for more than 10 years, making the event a local news item. Suddenly, the news cameras recorded the sight of concrete flying and the massive flow of water escaping the spillway. Water flow was shut down, and a huge hole, bigger than a football field, was revealed. But all this time, the water continued to rise in the lake. Water flowed over the emergency spillway, but that began to damage the very structure of the dam. If the emergency spillway collapsed, communities along the Feather River and all the way down to Sacramento could be in danger. In the end, it was decided allowing water through the damaged main spillway was the only option. Once the crisis was over, an investigation revealed that the huge spillway had been built on a soft foundation, not anchored to the rock as it should have been. It had survived for more than 50 years without the fault being detected. As the gates opened to let the water out, more than 2 million tons of water per minute, traveling at over 100 miles per hour, had caused the concrete to lift and then rip away from its foundation. It would take over $1 billion to make the system safe again. The key repair would include digging down to the bedrock, washing away any loose soil or gravel, and anchoring the spillway on a solid foundation. There was no other way to make it safe. This is one of the most fundamental principles. No matter what you are building, you must have a strong, solid foundation. We also use this expression to talk about knowledge. A strong foundation in math is necessary for more complex tasks, such as statistics or some computer sciences. In the education field, one common practice is called scaffolding. This builds one idea or concept upon the previous knowledge, like learning first about using money to buy something before discussing economics. Jesus spoke of something similar when he concluded the Sermon on the Mount with these words: "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rains fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house. And yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall." It is sometimes hard to hear these words and not miss the impact of hearing Jesus teach. The listeners were used to teachers that often focused on every exception or obscure option instead of answering the question. Then comes Jesus, speaking with authority of the Messiah, and uses phrases such as, "But I say to you." They were astonished, not just at the ideas he presented, but at the way he presented them. In these three chapters of Matthew that make up the Sermon on the Mount, there are many places this can be seen, but the most pointed is here at the end. These final statements are what you might call his call to action for those that are listening to him. Jesus tells the listeners that they have to make an important choice. This call to action begins with a direct connection with the hearers. He says, "Everyone who hears these words of mine." No one that day can claim that they did not know or that they were not given an opportunity to have a relationship with God. Many have tried to deflect their accountability and the relevance of the gospel by saying something like, "Well, what about people on an unknown island? Are you saying that they are going to hell because they do not believe?" As we have indeed heard the words of Jesus and the gospel, that statement does not apply to us. The judgment and the mercy of God will do what is right for any exceptions, but we are now bound by the conditions of these holy words because we have indeed heard the words. But hearing these words of Jesus brings us to a crossroads. No longer ignorant, we must make a choice. Jesus says that those that act upon his words are building on a strong foundation, a strong bedrock. This solid foundation reaches back thousands of years in the Word of God, the promises of God, and the hope of God. The message of the Bible is about illustrating this point. A promise made to Abraham was kept. The promise made to Moses was kept. A promise made to King David was kept. And in these verses, Jesus is making a promise to those that are listening. That promise is that you will have what you need and it will be held secure by God. You can build your life on these words and it will not fail you. But there is more than just hearing the words of Jesus. He tells the listener that they must act according to the words. Again, the statement by Jesus, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock." To those examining the aftermath of the Orville Dam crisis, they were very confused. The plans, drawn up before the dam was built, called for the enormous spillway to be anchored on the bedrock. However, when they went looking for the cause of the failure, it was clear that the plans had not been followed. Over the decades, the loose material under the spillway had slowly washed away, leaving the concrete unsupported. That day, when thousands of tons of water went rushing down the spillway, the concrete shifted and lifted up into the powerful stream, tearing it away. As more and more water pounded on the damaged structure, the hole kept getting wider and wider, leading to more and more damage. But the spillway had been inspected many times. How could this have happened? The spillway looked good on the surface, but its foundation was unstable, literally built on shifting sand. It had not been built according to the plans. Many know the name Jesus. Some confess to believe and love Jesus, but do they listen to Jesus? For everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rains fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. He speaks of building on sand. If you have ever been to the beach, you have experienced the shifting sand concept. Stand on the edge of the surf and you can feel the sand moving under your feet. But Jesus is not talking about the engineering or about a house construction, but about life and eternity. The question is related to what values, goals, truths are used to create the foundation of our lives. The work and the worship of God, as well as the moral elements. Do these values, goals, and truths reflect the words and commands of Jesus? That is the test. Earlier, Jesus speaks of this in more detail when he talks about those that say the right words, but don't follow them. A little bit earlier in Matthew 7, when he says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?' And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Failure is not only an option, but it is inevitable if we fail to listen and obey the word of God. This is not about a random act, but a choice made to ignore or disobey the God of heaven. The image of rejection and failure are startling. The king sends them away, and the house falls. But all of this is true for us. The call to action is for us, and the warnings are for us as well. We have heard the words of Jesus across the centuries and must choose to act upon them or choose not. This moment where we face the God of heaven is inevitable for all of us. Will we stand or will we fall? Will we be acceptable or sent into darkness? While the spillway at Orville Dam stood for decades, its failure was inevitable. Will your foundation stand in the coming storm? Thank you for listening to this episode of By the Still Water. It is our desire that these messages reflect the true Word of God. If you would like to reach us, you can reach us by email at bythestillwater2024@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at By the Still Water Podcast. Please consider subscribing. This will alert you to new episodes when they are made available. Again, thank you for listening.